A U.S. official has confirmed to NPR that at least four U.S. Marines are dead following a pair of explosions at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan today. Thousands of people outside the airport have been trying to flee the country before the U.S. military withdraws next week. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman joins us now. And Michelle, what do you know about the deaths of these service members so far?
Well, what we know is that U.S. officials confirmed that at least four U.S. military personnel were killed. Three were wounded. There are other reports of more. An Italian-run trauma center in Kabul says more than 60 wounded Afghans were rushed there, and six were dead on arrival. So these attacks were quite stunning. We're tracking at least two attacks. The first was an explosion at what's called the Abbey Gate. It's one of the entrances to the airport that U.S. officials had been warning Americans to avoid. They told them last night, do not, if you're at any of these gates, leave because of security threats. And there was also an attack at a nearby hospital. A nearby hotel that the U.S. has been using kind of as a staging ground to get Americans and other vulnerable Afghans into the airport and onto the flights and to avoid those dangerous gates.
At this point, do we know if the attack has delayed or postponed the evacuation?
Well, earlier today, at least, flights were continuing for those who were already inside the airport. The White House said that in the past 24 hours before these explosions, the U.S. evacuated 13,400 people. That includes hundreds of Americans. Just yesterday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was saying that up to 1,500 Americans were believed to be in Kabul and that the State Department was in touch with about 500 of them to guide them to the airport. It seems many of them have managed to get out, but there are still hundreds of others, and there are many thousands of Afghans who are still seeking some way to escape.
And what about this August 31st deadline? The U.S. military still on track to withdraw by Tuesday?
Yeah, I don't see any sign that they're going to, reverse that at this point. The Canadians and Germans have wrapped up their evacuations, and other allies are doing the same.
Okay, there's been no official claim of responsibility yet. The main suspect is a group known as ISIS-K. But Michelle, have we heard anything from the White House today? Do we expect to hear from the president himself?
I do expect to hear from the president at some point. All eyes are surely on this ISIS Khorasan or ISIS-K group. The warnings that went out to Americans at the airport last night was specifically predicated on a threat from this group. The Taliban have fought ISIS-K in the past, and this could be an attempt by them not only to attack Americans, but also to undermine the Taliban.
All right, we're going to keep a close eye on this as it develops. The Pentagon will hold a briefing on the situation at 3 o'clock Eastern this afternoon. We're going to bring you live special coverage on your NPR news stations. In the meantime, Michelle Kellerman, NPR diplomatic correspondent, thank you very much for this update.
Thank you.